Pokemon Trading Card Game 30th Anniversary Buyer Guide, 30th Celebration and First Partner Boxes. Imani here, I brought the receipts, the table test, and one strong opinion. Using PuzzleWix affiliate links is one way to support this guide at no extra cost to you, buy the product whose job you can name. Choose a playable deck for play, 1/30th Celebration product for the anniversary opening, First Partner for its 3 of 9 promo sampler, and exact cards after the collection has a checklist. The 30th anniversary now has two distinct invitations, a full foil expansion built around new cards, classic history, and 30 Pikachu artworks, plus the smaller First Partner illustration boxes. This guide separates those jobs, shows the official card evidence, and builds one sane route from the first opening to a protected, finite collection. The 30th celebration expansion is now the first decision the anniversary has moved beyond the First Partner sampler boxes. The Pokemon Company dates 30th celebration to September 16, 2026, and calls it the game's first simultaneously coordinated global expansion launch in participating markets. Every booster contains 5 foil cards, 1 foil basic energy, and 1 code card. One of 30 Pikachu foil cards appears in every pack. 30 classic cards also return in foil, while the new futuristic rare treatment features visuals by YOSHIROTTEN. That abundance needs one important rules label. The publisher says the returning classic cards are not legal in standard, although they can be used in formats that permit the original printing. A foil reprint is a lovely historical object. It is not an automatic invitation into the current standard card pool. TCG Player's public bestseller Surface placed the 30th Celebration Elite Trainer box second when checked September 7. That is evidence of attention inside one marketplace, not a disclosed global sales total. The endpoint supplies no units, buyer count, or reporting window. PuzzleWix route is therefore practical. Choose whether you want a playable product, anniversary art, or a bounded history collection before you buy sealed product. The exact Amazon link Pokemon Xbox below is one available entry, not a promise of any named pull. Where do the first partner boxes fit now? Buy one exact first partner box for the opening, then stop buying blind. Each box gives you 3 randomized promos from a 9-card group. That is a satisfying sampler and an inefficient finishing tool. Choose a finish line before opening, one favorite trio, one complete 9-card series, or all 27 promos across series 1 to 3. After the first box, compare the cost and certainty of trades or exact singles with another random sample. How do Series 1, Series 2, and Series 3 fit together? The 3 releases form 3 separate 9-card promo groups. Series 1 spans collector numbers MEP 37 to 45, Series 2 spans MEP 46 to 54, and Series 3 spans MEP 55 to 63. That creates 27 documented promos across the program. Collector numbers are the cleanest archive key. Product names and regional themes make the releases memorable. The MEP sequence keeps a binder from becoming a guessing game. Why does 3 of 9 change the buying plan? One Series 3 box contains exactly 3 promos from a 9-card group. After one box, 6 subjects remain. A second box can add up to 3 new subjects, but it can also repeat cards you already own. The box promise does not guarantee a different regional trio. This is not a complaint about randomization. It is a boundary. The sealed product performs the opening ritual, trading and singles perform completion. What is inside Series 3 and which promo cards belong to it? The Pokemon Company lists an August 7, 2026 launch. The box contains 3 of 9 randomized illustration rare-style promos drawn from Hoenn, Kalos, or Paldea, plus 2 Pokemon TCG booster packs and 1 sticker sheet. The booster packs are part of the opening, not evidence that the box finishes a playable deck or the 9-card promo group. The exact Amazon identity is ASINB0HJVZYZZ. Seller, price, stock, and Keller delivery remain live page questions. Series 3 occupies MEP 55 to 63 and draws its 3 randomized promos from Hoenn, Kalos, and Paldea. The official card images below let you recognize the 9-card group before buying another box for a missing subject. Use the collector number and card name together. Artwork is memorable. Exact identity is what prevents a beautiful near match from occupying the wrong slot. What belongs to Series 1? Series 1 is the MEP 37 to 45 group. Treat it as its own 9-card page, rather than mixing every anniversary promo into one visually impressive but unfinishable binder section. If your favorite subjects live here, the correct project can be Series 1 alone. A collection does not become more serious when its boundary expands faster than its meaning. What belongs to Series 2? Series 2 occupies MEP 46 to 54. The same sealed logic applies, 3 randomized promos per box from a 9-card group. Open for the ritual, use identity-based acquisition for the finish. Keep a small duplicate lane beside the page. A duplicate is trade inventory only when another collector wants it. It is not automatic proof that another sealed purchase will be luckier. How should you build the binder? Reserve 9 slots for each series and label the collector number range. Use one card per slot until you have deliberately chosen another structure. Place duplicates in a separate trade page so an unfinished set remains readable. Side-loading zip binders reduce the chance of cards sliding out during travel. Sleeve fit varies by pocket and sleeve thickness. Test one card gently before filling a page. Never stack cards until a pocket stretches. How should the promos be protected? For a binder set, begin with a clean, soft sleeve and a compatible side-loading pocket. For a card traveling to a trade, add rigid protection after the soft sleeve. For a playable deck, use uniform opaque standard-size sleeves. Binder and display priorities are different from shuffle priorities. Keep protected cards away from heat, direct light, moisture, and pressure. More layers are not automatically safer if the finished stack must be forced into a pocket or box. How do you trade for the missing promos safely? Match collector number, language, finish, and condition before agreeing to value. Inspect under neutral light and use non-destructive comparison. If shipping, sleeve the card, use appropriate rigid support, protect it from movement, and record the exchange terms. Before meeting, exchange clear front and back photographs and name any edge wear, corner whitening, print line, or surface mark you can see. Decide whether both sides are using a recent sold listing, a current market guide, or a straight card-for-card swap. Changing the yardstick halfway through is how a friendly trade turns sour. At the table, compare one card at a time over a clean mat and return it to its sleeve before the next card comes out. For a mailed trade, agree on tracking and packaging first. Photograph the protected cards in sealed envelope or parcel, keep the conversation, and never put adhesive where it can touch a card or catch its sleeve. The goal is not courtroom theater. It is a simple shared record that lets two collectors solve a problem quickly if the mail does something adventurous. Community excitement can help you find a trading partner. It cannot replace an identity check or create a universal price. The live market moves, the card in front of you still needs to be the card you agreed upon. Where does first partner fit and when should you stop buying boxes? First partner boxes solve a promo art and small opening desire. They are not substitutes for an elite trainer box, a playable deck, or a booster-focused product. Start with the job, anniversary object, promo page, pack opening, or play. The old reflex was to rank every format in one list. The better answer is to refuse category confusion. A binder collection is good at storage. A first partner box is good at a three promo ritual. Neither becomes a deck because both contain cards. Count unique promos, not boxes purchased. Price the missing singles before another random box. Keep one duplicate lane for trades. Wait when the exact listing, seller, language, or product image is unclear. Series 3's exact Amazon product was verified for identity, not future availability or value. A finish line is allowed to remain one favorite card, one box, or one 9-card page. The anniversary does not revoke your right to stop. Final verdict. 30th celebration is the main anniversary event. First partner remains the charming side exhibition. Open sealed product for the experience, then switch to exact cards before duplication becomes the hobby. Frequently asked questions. What is in First Partner Illustration Collection Series 3? 3 randomized promo cards from its 9-card Hone, Kalos, and Paldea group, 2 Pokemon TCG booster packs, and 1 sticker sheet. Can one Series 3 box complete the 9 promo cards? Number 1 box contains 3 of 9 randomized promos. A complete page requires further acquisition, and another sealed box can duplicate cards. What collector numbers are in Series 3? Series 3 spans MEP55 through MEP63. Series 1 is MEP37-45 and Series 2 is MEP46-54. When did First Partner Series 3 release? The Pokemon Company lists August 7, 2026. Should I buy another box or singles? After one box, identify the 6 missing subjects and compare exact singles or trades with another random 3-card sample. Singles are the certain route to a named card. How should illustration promos be stored? Use a clean, soft sleeve and compatible side-loading zip binder for a set page. Add rigid protection for travel or higher risk handling. Never force a thick sleeve stack into a tight pocket.